But first, we're talking about this. I don't think it's a new product. I think that's been made clear to me by a couple people. The Pee Like a Boy that was being advertised out at Country Stampede. PeeLikeAboy.com. I love how there's a website for it. Like, that was their main sign, was P, the letter P, hyphen, likeaboy.com. Couldn't get on the website. It's like, this website is being constructed. Then don't advertise it, okay? But we did find the Pee Mate, which is just as funny. It is a little cardboard thing, and like you said, it looks like it would hold your chili cheese coney or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And you would just use it and go down that. Have you ever heard these rumors that some women are capable of going standing up without the help of one of these devices? Yeah, they can, you know.
Huh.
Yeah, they can do it. Some of them can. But I don't think most are willing to. I think that's one of those things where, yeah, I could try to do that, but do I really want to risk the disastrous results that could happen, me trying that, something like that? Plus, I think it's a little bit probably filthy. So the Pee Mate or the Pee Like a Boy, would you be willing to try? What do you think about this device? 539-9750 or 238-0975?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
You would use it?
Oh, definitely. I'm in the military, and I was actually just talking about it yesterday with one of my coworkers.
About the FUD?
When you're traveling, you have to have it, especially with traveling with guys being in the military. It's really hard to stop.
Okay, yeah. When you're in a situation like that, though, I mean, like, you guys have to do so much more ridiculous stuff than people have to do on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean?
So, right.
But, like, in just a normal setting, you know, would you do that?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think I'd like having a pee bag on my side, and, you know, it's kind of warm and yucky, but...
Yeah, that's the most frightening thing to me is, could you imagine, like, just... It's like peeing into a paper cup or something. You just feel the warmth as it fills up or something. It just does not look inviting at all.
No, but it would come in handy at certain points in time.
Yeah, like... Like at the Stampede, if you had to use a porta potty, you think that you'd be up for it then?
Well, yeah, but I use porta potties a lot, so it's not like a big deal. But
gotcha.
When they get really gross and disgusting, when they're full, and you're like, man, I really have to go.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Exactly. I would think, yeah. See, I don't know enough. Okay, I'm not going to say anything else. It's just going to sound bad. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Hey there. What do you think about Pee Like a Boy?
I think that you're forgetting to mention the most important part of the P-Mate product.
What's that?
Which is the low cost. You can get a 5-pack for only $5.
Are you looking at the P-Mate website right now, man?
Oh, yes. And if, wait for it. If you order 6 to 10 of the 5-packs, they're $4.75. If you order 11 or more, $4.50 a piece.
Wow. Just the price point alone is what gets you on it.
I don't need one. I don't want to buy one.
I'm ordering some.
Hey, have you ever seen anybody use one of these FUDs before, the female urinary device?
Yeah. I've never seen one.
You've never even seen one?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, darn. I was hoping you'd witnessed it. Wouldn't you be horrified, though, man, if you walked in and there's some girl there, like, standing up going?
No. I probably think it was a little hot.
Oh, you're wrong, dude. You are messed up. And... Get out of here. I saw this. So, when I went out of the porta potty out at the Stampede yesterday, and it didn't take long for people to desecrate this one that I was in. Good Lord. I went in there, and I come out, and there's this mom and her daughter approaching some of the, you know, this porta potty city out there at the Stampede. And the mom's like, you can tell the mom's analyzing. She's like looking to see, you know, like which one she should guide her daughter toward. You know, like, okay, I bet the one on the end might have a lot of traffic to it. Maybe we take this one in the middle. But then again, nobody goes to the one on the end, so maybe I should direct them that way. It'll be less used. And this girl, in the meanwhile, just has this horrified look on her face. Like, oh my God, what's going on? Where am I? Well, they should just go ahead and split it up. Male and female restrooms out there. God, it's filth. And you know what? I see why they had the Pee Like a Boy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, our last caller, didn't he say, I'm going to order some?
He did.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Don't know what kind of plumbing you got going on down there, man, but good luck to you.